This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Pick six.
Pick six.
This is when we pick our favorite six college football games of the weekend. Chelsea will pick three. I'll do the same. Chelsea, we're starting with you. Give me a winner.
Yeah, I'm headed to the Iron Bowl, possibly the best rivalry in all of college football in my mind. However, the Auburn Tigers will be without their starting quarterback in Bo Nix, but they had TJ Finley fill in last game, and so I think he has some of the reps under his belt and should be able to at least score some points on this Alabama defense, and that's why I am taking an over in this one. I think both these teams are going to pull out all the stops here and try to score some points. Every single trick play is going to be called for this one because nobody hates each other more than Alabama and Auburn. You should have seen the epic rant that Nick Saban had this week earlier in front of Alabama fans, you know, calling them fair weather fans and saying they should appreciate the brand. But over 57.5 is the way I'm leaning. I honestly think Alabama is going to score at least 40 in this one. I'm not sure if they cover because this defense has not been very consistent. They just gave up 35 points to Arkansas, and like I said, not a ton of game film. On Auburn's new quarterback, TJ Finley, I think he will be able to at least put some points on the board, and Tank Bigsby continues to be an absolute tank of a running back, rushing for 164 yards last time out, and this Auburn defense is a problem in the second half. They've had some epic collapses in the second half, allowing teams to beat them in the second half, so I think Alabama's going to take full advantage. And, oh, yeah, Bryce Young coming off the game with 559 pass yards. So I think this one goes well over the total of 57.5. It opened at 55, has already moved up a couple of points. So I am going to take the over in the Iron Bowl at 57.5.
I had three picks, and I'm fading three teams that have quit. Three college football teams who have just given up. And I'm starting with my own Texas Longhorns. My favorite team on the planet. They've quit. Kansas State is visiting Texas today, this afternoon. K-State is getting 3 points. The Horns have lost six straight games, their longest such losing streak since dropping eight in a row way back in 1956. During this six-game losing skid, Chelsea, they have failed to cover every single time. They've been rotating at quarterback because both guys are playing so poorly. Casey Thompson, Hudson Card can't get it done. Hudson Card is injured, so they're going Casey Thompson again. Doesn't matter. Oh, and by the way, the best player on the field for Texas, Bijan Robinson, former Heisman Trophy candidate, out for the season. No way the Longhorns should be favored here. Again, 0-6 against the spread in their last six. I think Kansas State wins outright. I'll happily grab the points and be happy to lose if Texas can finally win a game. I don't think they do. K-State +3.
All right, I'm going to call an audible on my next one. I know I was leaning towards South Carolina getting the points against Clemson, but I'm taking an over in this one. Another over, I know, how original, but the total's 43. Why is this so low? Like, I know this Clemson offense has been bad this year, but they're starting to find their footing. They have hit the over in four straight games, getting 48 points last time out against Wake Forest. South Carolina, I think, is a formidable foe for Clemson this year because you know they're going to be up for this one. Over the years, South Carolina usually doesn't have a prayer against their rival of Clemson. This year, if there's any year to beat Clemson, it's going to be this year. So I think their offense can get some things going. Coming off a game, outright winners over Auburn as 7-point dogs. So I think they can at least put some points on this Clemson team, or at least keep, you know, foot with this team that I think they're going to be up to play. So I will take the over on a really low number of 43. I think Clemson can score at least 30 in this one because, like I said, their offense has been a lot better as of late. So I'll take the over in the Clemson and South Carolina game, over 43 points.
You want to know a team that has quit, Chelsea? The Temple Owls have quit. The Temple Owls have lost six consecutive games by at least 20 points. Now they have to get ready for Navy's triple option. That is never easy to prepare for, and the numbers are ugly. Navy is 8-0 against the spread in their last eight games against teams with a losing record. Temple has a losing record. The Owls are 0-6 against the number in their last six conference games. This is a conference game. Temple was down 23 players on Tuesday. because a flu bug is ravaging the team right now. It's the truth. This one should not be close. Navy minus 12.5 in a rout, the Midshipmen over the Owls.
All right, next up, three straight overs for your girl in my three picks this weekend. And I don't care. Did you watch any of the Louisville game last time out? That offense looks like they're absolutely humming. So I'm going to go Kentucky-Louisville over 57. It is already tricked up to 57.5 when I put it in last night. It was at 57, so I'm going to roll with that. Both these offenses averaging over 29 points a game. And like I said, Louisville seems to have found something on their offense coming off a game where they scored 62 points against Duke. I know Duke is really bad, but it's still an offense I think that can score some points on this Kentucky team that since starting the season undefeated has shown some cracks in that defense. They gave up 45 points to Tennessee, gave up 17 to Vanderbilt. So with a total of 57, I think this one goes way over with Louisville winning. I'm not sure if they cover. I think they cover the three, but I think that there's going to be a lot of points in this one. So let's take the over 57.
Chelsea, my final pick. Last week, I faded Florida International, and I'm willing to do it again. These bad teams, they've quit. They have nothing to play for. You know the story. Butch Davis, relieved of his duties at FIU, he said, guys, our uniforms are 8 years old. We're playing with shoulder pads. They're playing with hand-me-downs from Mississippi State. Well, guess what? I faded FIU last week against North Texas. North Texas won 49-7. Now, I know what you're thinking. Florida International is visiting Southern Miss. Southern Miss is laying 10.5 points. Southern Miss is nothing to brag about, but I'll tell you something. They still got some fight left. They played UTSA tough a couple weeks ago, and they're coming off a victory against Louisiana Tech. Meantime, Florida International has lost 10 consecutive games. You talk about teams that have nothing to play for. Their coach is gone. Their uniforms are old. Now they're on the road against a motivated Southern Miss team coming off a victory. No team in America is ready for the season to be over more than Florida International. It is a short number, Southern Miss minus 10.5, and I believe this has now moved to Southern Miss minus 11.5. So the money is coming in on the Golden Eagles. It should be fade FIU all the way to the bank.
Ooh, I like it. I like when you find an angle of teams that are really bad and you just go against them. As sadistic as it sounds, sometimes it's an easy way to cash in college football because it's so different than the NFL because you're right. Some of these teams just don't have a ton to play for, or the talent's just not there.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry it's nothing personal. Also, hope you get some new shoulder pads. You deserve it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.